We're going to start this year on Apemos Kedoshim momentarily, just by way of introduction. I wanted to mention that a lot of the makoros that you have on your page here that deal with the Haftorah come from a sheet that I found from Rav Olbam Shlita. I did not hear the shiur, but I think the makoros in this case speak for themselves, give us an insight into the significance of the Haftorah that we're going to read in Mirtz Hashem this Shabbos in just a day and change. And the opening of that Haftorah is going to be of great significance. Amongst the sources that we'll look at, many of them are Mefarshim on Tanakh. There also are Mefarshim on the Shulchan Aruch that we want to see to clarify exactly what the halacha is with regard to the Haftorah of Akribos Kedoshim. And as well, we want to look at a few Gemaras, a few Agadatas, one in Moed Katan, one in Sanhedrin, and see if we can tie them together with Rashi and his Pirush al Torah. The Rashi is in Parshas Baalos, which Hashem will take a look. Okay, so without further ado, these are the pages. What you have here are three pages. And we're going to look at Rashi on Amos. The Pasuk in Amos, in Perek Tes, Pasuk Zion, which is the Haftorah for Parshas Achrimos, when it's read separately, says, Halo kivnei kushiyim atem li, bnei Yisrael, niyum Hashem. What is that phrase that compares Bnei Yisrael in the eyes of God to Bnei Kushim? When you hear the word Kushi, what automatically comes to your mind? What color on the spectrum of colors?
I'm a racist, so black.
Black. Okay, you don't have to be a racist, but we're not saying anything negative about it. On the contrary, if you notice, the Pasuk is comparing Bnei Yisrael to Kushim. And so spoke God. This is the famous prophecy of Amos, which Amir Tzim will read this Shabbos. Rashi says, Halo atem, halo kivnei kushiyim atem, lama emona liparamimchem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is asking a rhetorical question. Why should I prevent myself? Why should I hold myself back from meting out severe punishment against the Jewish people, given the fact, Acharei Asher, Einchem Shavim Eli, you're guilty of such terrible averus and you're not doing tshuva. Halo min b'nei Noach atem. Are you any better than the children of Noach, the offspring of Noach? Kishar Akum Kikushim, because Kush comes from Cham ben Noach, and those Goyim have not done tshuva for their averus. And Hashem is, so to speak, asking himself if maybe we could find an answer, perhaps inherent in this comparison between Bnei Yisrael to the Kushim, as to why HaKadosh Baruch Hu should have mercy on the people of Israel. Why shouldn't he mete out justice against them for their terrible sins? And Rashi quotes a pasuk in Yirmiyahu HaNavi, HaHefuch Kushi Ori, can a Kushi change the color of his skin, the pigmentation? Kach Atem Tuchlu LeHeitiv. And you really can change your ways. So what is this mashal here between Bnei Yisrael and Kushim? Notice that in the parsha of Kedoshim, when it's read separately, we have a Haftorah from Sefer Yechezkel, and we want to compare the Nevuah of Yechezkel to the Nevuah of Amos. Yechezkel says, Vayhi Dvar Hashem Elai Lemar, V'ata ben Adam, Hatishbot, Esair Adamim, aren't you, God, going to judge the city of blood, meaning the city that's guilty of murder? Vodata et kol toavatea, and therefore you will mete out punishment. Now, what happens when God metes out punishment against the people, against the city, and everybody sees it? Is it public?
Yeah.
It sure is public. That's what he says. Vodata et kol toavatea. I will reveal publicly all the toavos of Yerushalayim, of your city, all the terrible, this deplorable behavior in both Amos and Yechezkel. You'll notice that the Navi is giving sharp rebuke, very what we call tochach hakasha, very harsh and heavy castigation. And in that sense, Amos and Yechezkel, the Haftorahs for Achrimos and Kedoshim respectively, are very, very similar. Just that in the case of Achrimos, the comparison of the Jewish people is to Bnei Kushiyim, and we want to investigate today what's inherent in that description that projects Bnei Yisrael as Kushiyim. What's in there? Rashi again says, because the offspring of Cush were guilty of sins, and they didn't do tshuva. Bnei Yisrael, you didn't do tshuva. But there seems to be something, some message here, which Rashi indicates, Asher Atem Tuchlu Lehetiv, perhaps a message of tshuva, then it hears in the parsha of Amos that we read when Achrimos is read separately. I want to fast forward to the Shulchan Aruch, specifically to the Ramah, in Aruch Chaim Hilchos Rosh Chodesh Siman Tov Chaf Chet. He says, Kishakorin Shtei Parshios, whenever there's a double parsha, which Haftorah should we read? The Haftorah for the first or the Haftorah for the second? For the second, correct. That's called Basar Shnia Solik. Since we finished the Kriya with the second parsha, the Haftorah should be an extension of that Kriya, and therefore the Haftorah for the second parsha should be chosen, and that's the unviolated rule that applies to Shtei Parshios, Maftirin Bachrona. Is there any exception to that rule? Don't we always have to read the Haftorah for the second parsha, and therefore this Shabbat, which Haftorah should we be reading? Yechezkel or Amos? Oh, you weren't here when we discussed it, okay? For those gentlemen who are here already, what? Correct, we should be reading the parsha of Yechezkel. I've never heard of reading both. Haftorahs are long enough as they are. We don't have to keep the island to be Tircha de Tzibura. Oh yeah?
All right. Like the shortest one.
But in the case of two parshios, the rule is that we choose one Haftorah. Your solution, which is a simple one of integrating both Haftorahs, would solve all the problems. In Eivet Rabosai, when you read the Ramah in Tav Chav Ches, what's the answer to the following question? Is there any exception to the rule? Is there any double parsha where we read the Haftorah, the first parsha, not the second? Correct, Achrimos Kedoshim. How'd you know that? Bilvad, the Achrimos Kedoshim, the Maftirin Halob Kivnei Kushiyim. In other words, we read Amos, Shehi Haftoras Achrimos, and that replaces the Haftorah from Yechezkel when Kedoshim is read separately. Now, do you assume that since it's codified in the Ramah that everybody's going to agree with this? Then I would have no shia to give, right? So the one who really comes out against this very strongly is the Levush. The Levush comes with the Mid of Din. You know, we have a rule and we can't break the rule. There's no reason to justify making exceptions to a hardcore rule, especially when that rule applies over and over again and has halachic logic to it. Why do you all of a sudden want to change the rule? All of a sudden you take the Haftorah for Achrimos, you prefer Amos, and you drop the ball on the Haftorah of Kedoshim from Yechezkel. Why? Speak a drop louder.
Sorry, what's this based on?
Well, wait a minute. Let's first see why the Levush is so opposed to it, because I think that the answer to your question might be written in the Levush, and if it's not in the Levush, I have a number of other sources here on the page. I don't know if you noticed that. I very rarely give you three pages with a staple, but the reason I did it tonight is because, first of all, somebody taught me how to use the machine, and secondly, because I'd love you to hold on to this, because you never know when you'll be called on to give a shiur, and you'll have it all in front of you. Yeah, what do you say?
I think because he wants to do the shorter off Torah.
All right, that's one way of looking at it. I see you're into filing simple answers to complex questions. In any event, the Levush tells us in his commentary on Aruch Chaim Siman Tov Sadi Gimel that Leparshas Achrimos Maftinin Maftir Betreasar Biamos Halok Yivnei Kushim Atemli. And what's the relationship? What's the thematic connection between Halo Kivnei Kushim Atemli and Parshas Achrimos? By the way, what is usually identified as perhaps the central theme of Parshas Achrimos? I'll give you a hint, we read it even on Yom Kippur.
Forbidden relations.
Correct, Arayas, forbidden relations. He says the following. In the parsha of Arayos, the Torah gives a final at the end, and at the end of the parsha, the Torah warns us not to follow in the footsteps of Eretz Mitzrayim. Kemais Eretz Mitzrayim lo sasu. And then it says lo saki haaretz eschem bitumachem. If you violate Arayos, if you follow in the footsteps of Eretz Mitzrayim, then the land will vomit you forth. The land of Eretz Yisrael, its very atmosphere, is precipitated with a certain kedusha that doesn't tolerate abomination. And now we turn to Amos. What happened historically at the time of Amos? What sin were the Jewish people guilty of? They were doing the Maisa de Kushim. And Kushim have a relationship to Mitzrayim. As the Pasuk says in Bereishis Yud, Ubnecham, Kush u'Mitzrayim. Kush and Mitzrayim are brothers, both sons of Ham. Uba ha-Navi v'Ochicham. And the Navi here in Yechezkel, I'm sorry, in Amos, comes to castigate the Jewish people. Al zeh im lo yashuvu, you should know, the Amos lifts up a finger and shakes that finger. If you don't do tshuva for these terrible averos which make you similar to the Kushiim, to the Mitzrayim, to the Mitzrayim, then Taki Haaretz Osam, you'll be sent into Golos, the land will vomit you forth. And then Amos tells him, Vani Osi b'chal goyim es beis Yisrael kasher yanua kikvara. God will disperse the Jewish people amongst all the nations. That's as far as Parshas Achrimos. Daf Torah is Amos. And there is a very fine mirror image reflected in Daf Torah of the Parsh itself. Kedoshim says the Levush Maftir B'Yechezkel V'Atem B'Nei Odom HaTishpot V'Hi Me'ena Parsha. Why? What's the connection between Yechezkel and Parshas Kedoshim? Sholchicham HaNovi Sha'ovru Al Kol HaToivos. They have violated all the terrible abominations Shehuzra Aleim B'Parshas Zu. You know that Kedoshim is almost a miniature, a microcosm of the entire Torah. It contains so many different mitzvahs. And if a Jew violates and tramples on Kedoshim, he has involved himself in the abominations, the Torvos, which at the time of Yechezkel made the Jewish people worthy of such harsh castigation that the opening pasuk in Yechezkel Perek Chavez tells us that the ear is an ear damim, and that God will bring about a punishment on the city that will publicize the city's toevos. And that's because they violated Parshas Kedoshim. Now says the Levush Ukshem Kfulim, what if we have both Achrimos and Kedoshim, which we'll have in Mirtz Hashem this year? is kasuv b'minhagim. There's a sefer called the minhagim. Is that extra? Oh, no.
There's still more in the pot, please.
All right. If we look in the Sefer HaMinhagim and also in the Mardechai was a Rishon, we'll find Maftirin Alo Kivnei Kushim, which is the Haftorah from Amos, that's for Achrimos, and not the Haftorah of Yecheskel from Kedoshim. The Efshar Shetaimohu, and what could possibly be the reason for this? Afal Bisha Bashar Parshios Kvulus Nogu Lahafti of Haftorah Shaykh Lishniya. What could be the possible justification for this? He doesn't understand it. And he leaves it as a question. And then he adds a Haggah. He says, "B'kan nagu lahafter b'rishona b'pnei shi koleles kol anizkar b'shtei aparshios." In the Haggah, the suggestion was made that there's some element in the Haftorah of Amos that gives it a superior status, and it includes something that doesn't appear in the Haftorah of Yechezkel. What is that? Not only the castigation for the guilt and the crime, but also Gamshi Yigalu Mimena Achar Akah. Amos also foretells that the Jewish people will be redeemed after they do tshuva. After they get punished and do tshuva, dechsib bayomahu. You remember this pasuk, Akim esukas David anofales. Do you realize that comes from this week's Haftorah, from Amos? Zekasavti lufimashu b'minhagim shalanu. I'm just here to justify the minhagim and the Mardechai and Megillah. Aval nira li. Please underline this. Here's a pen if anyone needs one. Aval nira li dahacha v'hasam, both in the Sefer HaMinhagim and also in the Mardechai. Tohu sofer hu. There must be some sort of printing error. In Yiddish we say das kenet zayin. It can't be that what they're saying is actually true. It's got to be a printer's error. Lufi Hakdomashik Danu, as we've already mentioned in our introduction to this whole section about the Haftoros, Bitaima, to explain the reasoning to Li'olam, we always, La'olam, please emphasize that. Maftirim Bishniya Mishum Desolik Mine, that's the rule. You finished up with a certain parsha, read the Haftorah that is appropriately connected to that parsha. Vimkein Maishna Kfulim Dehacham, we call it Kfulim Bishana Kula, the Maftirim Bishniya. There's no justification. Al Kain Ani Omer. Divadai Lemedim Mikol Akol Azed Dili Olam Aftir Bishniya Vagam Bielu Ashnaim Ratzaloma Bia Achrim Osu Kadosh Kibok Bakol Ashar Dimaishno. We have no right to make any difference. Bahainu Shem Aftir Batishbot. The Haftorah from Yechezkel at Tishbot in Tovos Yushalayim Shengfulin Kimoshem Chalukim Divaftirin at Tishbot Kedoshim. Just like when they're separate and you read Kedoshim on its own, the appropriate Haftorah is from Yechezkel of Tovos Yushalayim. So too, when they combine them, it makes absolutely sense, because in general, whenever we have Kfulin, does the Haftorah that we read for Kfulin reflect a connection to the first parasha? No, it has to reflect only a connection to the second parasha, which it does in this case, and therefore there's no justification to undo and vitiate the rule as it applies universally. Let it apply here as well.
Could be Rebbe mentioned this, but what harm is there in saying both Haftorahs?
Again, the assumption has to be that we read one Haftorah. We cannot solve all our problems by adding and adding and adding.
We do it by
got to, each Haftorah has a theme to it.
We do it, say, when Rosh Chodesh.
Well, that's something different. There are two Mechayvim. There's one Mechayvim Haftorah because of the Yontif, or Rosh Chodesh, and there's another Mechayv because of the Kriya. But here there's one Kriya. You know, the division into Parshias doesn't mean that, therefore, it's not one Kriya. Speak and drop loud if you can.
So what do we, I guess I can wait till tomorrow, but what do we, where we know Hegel, like the Levush?
Oh, wait a minute, hang on. He says, here's where the Levush finishes it up. Vizeh nearly Pashud. It's so simple to me that Yivishayer Chayli, if God will grant me the power to do so, Avatel Aminav.
Whoa.
This is 5 centuries ago. The Levush, he was a contemporary of Maran HaMachaber, and he says, I will completely throw overboard the minhag to recite B'nei Kushiyim. Rav Lomar, we should recite HaTishbot Gam B'Kfulim. And now he adds a Haggah later on, he finds a sefer, and he's so excited about the sefer. Heruli sefer echad shenitvas mikarov. It was just republished recently. Ushmo Matem Moshe.
Who's the mechaber though?
I'm not sure who the mechaber is. I don't know if he tells you, and I don't have access to the, you know, those biographical works that tell you who wrote what. But I can tell you this: it was an ancient sefer, and he writes in Siman Tov Nun Dalit Inyan Haftorah Zu Masik Sham Shiftaru Kibnei Kushiim Kishayim Kfulim. But v'siyem besov dvarav v'zel shono, after he brings down the minhag that we should read Kibnei Kushiim, he adds the following comment: v'kasavti zos lafuke tam hachacham echad. I want to exclude the opinion of one chacham. So again, we don't know who this Matem Moshe is, but he's a thorn in the side of the Levush, because he, without mentioning the Levush by name, argues with the Levush, and he says we should definitely be reading Kivnei Kushiim on a double parsha. And I'm writing this in order to tell you that you should not pay any attention to Chacham Echad, who writes in his Sefer that this Semitic Tos, the Libi Omer, my heart tells me, She'ein l'shabesh hasforim chadoshim gam yishonim u'imenelo tozuz. Behine says the Levush Lioski Raisi Dvarav Elam Agiyam Elahi. He's attacking me without mentioning my name. V'atzor b'mil lo uchal, I cannot withhold my speech, my response. Erolo ta'usa gdola shetoa v'pshat ha'gemara l'ficha gam v'parashas kedoshim yaftiru atishpot afilu k'shem kefulim v'lo kidas ha'matem Moshe. Don't pay any attention to Matem Moshe. She'siyem b'dvarav v'vimena lo tozuz divadai tozuz v'tozuz. We have to undo the minhag rishon v'timchok v'minhagim. We have to erase those texts that claim that we have to read Kibnei Kushiim. The Lo Tomer Bazeh Minug Oker Halacha. Don't tell me that this minug should undo Halacha. The minug shall shtus haya mitchila. It was a mistake. It was idiotic. Kamo Shamarti Velo Minug Vasikin. It's not some sort of old minug. Vidash Kamo Shtei Shanim Achrei Kisvi Kolzeh. 2 years after I wrote this, Bal Yodai Sefer Echad Nitfas Zeh Kamashonim Bivenetzia, that was published in Venice some hundreds of years ago, Nikra also a Sefer. Well, it can't be hundreds of years ago because it wasn't printing hundreds of years ago, but after the printing press, Tikun Yisachar. Have you heard of the Sefer Tikun Yisachar? Neither have I. Umetzasi Sham Vezel Shana Li Ola Maftirin Batishpot Likdoshim Bank Shehain Nifrados Bank Shehain Mikubaros Mitam de Solik Mine. Visamachti says the Levush, I finally have been vindicated. God has taken me down the correct path. Al Kay nearly Poshit Likval, Halachla Maisel after Atishpot Likdoshim from Parshas Kedoshim Liolam, even when they're a kfu. So we have a lively debate here, and it sounds like the bottom word, the last word, is with the Levush, because he finds a sefer called Tikun Yisachar, and in that sefer, it's clear that any minhag to the contrary of reading Atishpot in a double parsha is a correct minhag. Any minhag to read B'nei Kushim is just a mistake. It doesn't have the come under the halacha of what? Of minhag oker halacha, because this minhag doesn't have the status of a minhag, it's a tos. So how do we paskil amais? How do we do this? Says the Bach, based on the tour, because the tour codifies this halacha that we should read Kivnei Kushiim, Vakach Noagim, Delo Kibal Halavushim. Don't pay any attention to the Bal Halavush. Shekos of the Tos, Nofal B'Sifra Mordechai B'Sifra Minhogim, Ki Yi Mi Yishla Lo L'Dovra Azeh. Who's going to listen and pay any attention to the Levush, Lashanos, Midigav Oseinu, Lahatos, Asforim, Alpiomid Adas, Kishlo Motza, Hepech, Zeb, Sipri, Akadmonim, Shemiyodeinu? Maybe he found some obscure sefer called the Tikkun Yisachar, but in our Sforim, we have ancient Sforim as well, and all of them say clearly that we have to read Kibnei Kushim and not Hatishpo.
He's a Yochid Virab Talib.
I have some water here, thank you. So the question now becomes, given the fact that the minog is against the Levush, what is this pressing need to go back to the first parsha, this page, Achrimos, and read Av Torah of Kivnei Kushi?
You say that Kedoshim has a lot of the same themes as Achrimos? I mean, it does mention a lot of the same things.
Okay, let's try to see. Your pshat is good, just that we have about 10 minutes, and I have a lot to cover. So what I'd like you to see is what the Rishonim say about Kivnei Kushiyim. First, let's look in the Radak's pshat on Kivnei Kushiyim. He says, Kivnei Kushiyim, Shehem Avodim, Behem Ashchorim, Ibnei Kush, Ibnei Cham, Shehem Nimkarim LaAvodim. Right, if you remember that Noach's son Cham was cursed that his offspring would be Avodim, those are the Kushiyim. Kain Hoya Roi Shetia Atem Avodim Li. And therefore, in the castigation of Amos, you too, the Jewish people, deserve to be Avodim. Very harsh words being hurled against the Jewish people whose avdus should continue because of their low acts and behavior. And the Mitzudas David supports this as well. Fine. But now let's look at the Malbim. The Malbim says, Achar Sheniba Peronios, after the whole Peronios that was foretold by Amos, Siemes Sifro B'divrei Tanchumim. This is a Nechama. Omer, and God says through the Navi, Atem Yuchadim Li, you are unique to me, Kibnei Kushiyim, Shehem Mitzuyonim, V'nikarim Tomid, U'myuchadim Lavoseyem, Al Yidei Shachrus Orem, just like a black person, the pigmentation of his skin is black, it makes him distinguishable. You can't miss him. So too, you can't miss the Jewish people. They too are unique. They too are Mitzuyonim. Mitzuyonim means Vilosh and Tziyun, separated, demarked. Ve'hagam sheyiglu v'yisarvu bein ha'amim acherim, even if they go into Golus and they have interaction with the nations, bal yisarvu imoyim, they nevertheless maintain their own identity. Kach atem hagam shetiglu v'yisarvu bein ha'amim tia tomid tiyu nikarim ki atem li ki atem b'nei Yisrael, and so forth and so on. I took you out of Mitzrayim, and after that Golus and that Shibud, nevertheless you didn't integrate and assimilate into Mitzrayim. So too, the Malbim continues, you will always remain a distinct nation. This is a Nechama, and this is Kibnei Kushiyim. And if you take a look in Rashi, where's the first time in the Torah that somebody is described as a Kushi? Of course, Tzipora, the wife of Moshe. And what does Rashi say over there?
She was beautiful.
Correct. I don't have it here. If you can find it for me, it should be Bamidbar Perek Yud Beis Pasuk Aleph. If you found it, Perek Yud Beis Pasuk Aleph. Now take this Malbim and connect it to another blackness in which the Jewish people are compared to the black. He says, Rashi says, Ki isha kushis lakach, yesh lecha isha noa biyofya. She's beautiful. Al shem noya nikres kushis. Kushi means beautiful, says Rashi. And Rashi says something so unusual. He says that kushis bigamatria yifas mara. If somebody could do that on a calculator, kushis is the same gematria as yifat mara. I never saw Rashi give us such gematriot. In Shir Hashirim on the pasuk Shchora Nivin Avod Nosu Shalayim Ki Alei Kedaru Ki Rivos Shlomo, Rashi says, Atem Rayosi, you my beloved people, my nation, Ala Kel Bei Nechem. No, I'm sorry. This is not HaKadosh Baruch Hu talking to the Raya. This is the Raya speaking to her neighbors, meaning her friends, her, who represent the nations of the world. Don't look down upon me. Don't dismiss me. Achim Azavani Ishi. Even if HaKadosh Baruch Hu, my beloved, has left me, Mipnei Shcharchori Shebi, Kishchor Ani Al Yedei Shezifas HaShomesh. I have changed the pigment of my skin because I sat in a hot sun. But Vinovani, I am beautiful. B'chituch Eivarim Noim, underneath that color, I am beautiful. Imani Shchorikolei Kedar, those were the tents out in the deserts that became black over the course of time. Nevertheless, you can clean off that darkness. Ani Kala Anilis Kabes. What does it mean, Kala Anilis Kabes? Easy to clean it up. Leo's Kiriya Shlomo, to be as beautiful as the court or the palace curtains of Shlomo Amela. And all this, says Rashi, is a dugmahi, this is a mashal. Omeris Knesset Yisrael Umos, the people of Israel turn to the nations, and what do they tell them? Shchorani. Yes, you look at me now, and I look dark, I look bleak, I look black, I am tainted by sin. But nevertheless, Noani b'masa vosai, look at my forefathers, and even my masim, yesh behem noim, some are good, some are bad, and yesh bi avona egel, yesh bi kideg dos chus kabal satorah. Don't judge me by the superficial tanning on my skin, because inside, deeper, I have the seeds and the potential to be noim. If you take a look at Rashi, Rashi says on the next pasuk, Al tiruni shanish charchoresh esavasni hashamesh. Al tiruni al tistakel bi lebizoyon. Don't look at me in a humiliating downward way. Shanish charchoresh lefisha ein charchursi vikiuri bimei imi. I wasn't born this way. El al yidei shezifas hashemesh. It's a result of some external factor and pressure. Shaosa shachores noach lislabein kishiyamod betzel. Now temporarily I have a tan, I look black, but that's going to pass. And the Medrash and Shir Hashirim Rabba, Shchorani v'nova, Shchorani b'masa, b'nova b'masa, Vosai, Shchorani v'nova. Amar Knesset Yisrael, Shchorani b'fnei atzmi, b'nova b'fnei koni. When I look at myself, I feel very guilty. After I do introspection, I realize I'm guilty. But yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees me as beautiful, as nova. And what word that the Navi uses to describe Bnei Yisrael, which word captures the beauty of Bnei Yisrael? Kushiyim. Are you with me in the Shir Hashirim Rabba? Kidichsiv. Halo kivnei kushiyim atem li. You're like the Bnei Kushiyim. The Kushiyim are beautiful. The Kushiyim are unique. They don't integrate. They're special. And therefore, I believe we have a clear answer to our original question. Why HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose Bnei Yisrael? Because even when they are tainted by sin, that doesn't affect their innards. Their essence still remains beautiful, pure. And all this external shcharchores can be removed. And therefore Klal Yisrael is chosen. And all this is indicated by one phrase, which Amos uses when he opens up the Haftorah for Parshas Achrimos. Halo kivnei kushiyim atem. You are like the Bnei Kushiyim. And now I have no doubt that our minhag of reading that parsha is the correct minhag against the Levush, as the Bach points out. Because the purpose of a Navi And reading off Torah is what? Nechama. Right, Menachem? Nechama. Never chas v'sholom to expose and publicize the toevos of Yerushalayim. Yes, there are divrei tochacha. There are definitely castigations of the Navi. That's in the Haftorah. We can't deny that. We are shchor on the outside. But we're b'nei kushiyim. We're unique. We're singular. Separate from the nations. Always dedicated in our inner essence to our HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And how beautifully is this idea borne out by the Malbim in his commentary on Bereishis, when he speaks about the Naharos. And since we don't have time, I'll give you that for homework, but please go through this. And if you look at the Gemara Moed Katan, which is on the bottom of your page 3, you'll see Shigayin LeDavid Asher Sol Ashol Hashem Al Divrei Kush Ben Yamini. What's Kush? Kush Hello Shol Shmo Ma Kushi Mishuna Bioro Afshol Mishuna Bamasa Kayotza B'dover Zat Ha'omer Al Odos Ha'isha Kushis Asher Lokach V'chi Kushis Shmo Volo Tzipora Shmo El Ma Kushis Mishuna Bioro Af Tzipora Mishuna B'maseho. The concept of Kushis is to reflect the beauty and the singularity of the people of Israel. And that's what the Sfasemis writes, as you'll see, that Hashem has a great love for the Jewish people. Avram has a great love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And all that is the Magen Avram that we recite at the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei over and over again. May we be zocha to really be, live up to our potential as B'nai Kushi as we read this Haftorah of the Chama, Kein Yiratzon.
This is for Rebbe.
Thank you.
That was amazing.